Good morning, Auroville. Today is Tuesday, 23rd of November. In studio are Andrea, Yahalom, and volunteers from France, India, and Germany. Right now it's partly cloudy and pretty fresh after morning shower with 23 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for the day is chance of rain with scattered clouds. Temperature range from low 26 to high 29 degrees, with wind blowing from east-northeast with 21 kilometers per hour. 20% chance of precipitation, and the heat index is on 32 degrees Celsius. Later on, we can expect thunderstorms and overcast. Sun rose today at 6:11 a.m. and will set down at 5:42 p.m. and the day is long, 11 hours and 31 minutes. L'Avenir d'Auroville prepared for us on Sunday, 21st of November, in Town Hall lobby, a workshop on exploring geometry, facing realities. Their plea it was to plan and develop the city together, in hope to find in this process a way to combine freedom and order, creativity and collective consciousness. Pierre Legrand's presentation was of his grid concept, and here's an excerpt of his talk, to which recording in full you can listen on our site shortly.
So you see, the way I found that thing, if you look at the map, the galaxy, first you see the main dynamism is mainly concentrated on the industrial zone and the residential zone. And the main movement is given by those lines of force. Okay? So this is what gives the spiral movement, the dynamism. But if you look closely to the galaxy, you will see that there is definitely a movement here, like there is some. And trying to decode, because that's what the use which was imposed on that work, trying to see what could be the geometry, I found that by using this circle and making it displacing it tangential to the circle of the crown, I was very close to those patterns. So that has been my exercise. You see the line of force? So what I did, that I thought that I was reinventing the wheel. After I was told, but that was how it started, the very beginning of the galaxy. That was the beginning. They used that. So I did not invent anything. It has there been even before we came to that. Okay. So now we have this. So now look at this, but don't take it too literally. This can help us because we are in Auroville now, in L'Avenir, we are facing a lot of demand for building permissions, and simply we have no guideline. We don't know what to do. And because they don't fit with the original plan, they are smaller or bigger. So here, that could help us to at least give direction and put things in order to come to that. If we could achieve something like that, whatever we do, even if we don't manage to create a good quality architecture, still we have a dynamism, and we can believe that in the future, when more money will come, more people will come, ultimately our, let's say, temporary building will be replaced by better ones.
At Cinema Paradiso we can see tonight at 8 p.m. a German movie Mephisto, made in Germany in 1982 by director István Szabó with Klaus Maria Brandenauer, and it is drama in German with English subtitles. This stunning Academy Award-winning film based on Klaus Mann's novel depicts the life of the ambitious stage actor Henry Hofvegen, who cares little for politics and lives only for his art. But when the Nazis begin their rise, he uses the opportunity to perform propaganda plays for the Reich and soon becomes Germany's most popular actor. Consumed with fame, Hedering must now survive in a world where the ideology of evil is the ultimate drama. Incidentally, Klaus Mann's book was not published until 1966, 17 years after his death, due to claims that his protagonist was actually the most famous actor of the Third Reich, Gustav Gründgen. And tomorrow at the same place and time we can see Spartacus, choreography by Grigorovich, made in France in 2008, by director Ross McGibbon, with the famous Cuban dancer Carlos Acosta, and movies in English. This Bolshoi production, following sensational performances in Moscow and London in 2007, was restaged and filmed in January 2008 in the Paris Opera. Created for the Bolshoi Theatre, this ballet on a Khachaturian music tells the story of famous Roman slaves' fight for freedom. Cuban-born Carlos Acosta, one of the greatest dancers of his time, brings a wealth of talent and passion for this formidable role. As he says, "It was the role of my life." He is accompanied by the lovely Nina Kaptsova and Firgia, another soloist and dancers of Bolshoi Theatre. And movie lovers would be pleased to hear that on Sunday, Cine Club prepared Werner Herzog's movies The Ecstasy of Woodcarver Steiner and Wouldabee, The Herdsman of the Sun. On Friday, 26 of November at 5 p.m., all are welcome to join the inauguration of exhibition of International Zone of Oroville with the title Welcome to the Universal Playground. It will be presented 36 panels on national and continental pavilion projects, related activities and general planning. This is a first attempt to gather and present all the projects and activities of the International Zone, but it's also an invitation for a larger and wider participation focused on the realization of international dimensions of Oroville. On Saturday evening at Bharat Nivas, a choir, youth from Rwanda who are presently studying at Annamalai University in Chidambaram, will give a cultural evening of gospel music, some traditional songs in Kenya Rwanda from Rwanda and South Africa, a couple of traditional dances from Rwanda and South Africa. And on Sunday morning at 9 a.m, we are all invited to the Blessing of the Land for the Africa House, and it's projected together with Mr. Shimeli Sadunga for the Ethiopia, Mr. Dudo Dien, African student, the Africa House Group and the Swarm Music Group. Blessings will happen on the spot of Burundi Drummers Amphitheater behind the Secretary House. Sri Aurobindo wrote on what consciousness is the following. Consciousness is your reality inherent in existence. It is there even when it is not active on the surface, but silent and immobile. It is there even when it is invisible on the surface, not reacting on outward things or sensible to them, but withdrawn and either active or inactive within. It is there even when it seems to us to be quite absent and the being to our view unconscious and inanimate. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.